This is a Travel Channel podcast.
On any given night, tens of thousands of people pack the Vegas casinos, gambling $5, $10, maybe $20 at a time. On average, it's easy money for the casino management. But it's the players who bet hundreds, even thousands, on a single hand that matter most to Vegas bosses. The corporate bottom line rises and falls with their wins and losses.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
These are the high rollers, players with credit limits in the 5 or 6 digits. Getting them here is a business all its own, one that has grown far beyond the Strip.
They at least bring 5 or 10 dimes with them.
In Atlantic City, Anthony Giuliante makes his living trying to draw high rollers from around the world to the big money tables in Las Vegas.
Are you getting excited about our trip into Paris, Las Vegas? I'm out here working the street, so to speak, to get and find the new players that can be developed as a profitable customer in future years. What type of player are you? Like what? Where? I'd have to. How much?
Retired from teaching at a New Jersey high school, Anthony turned to a career in gaming, starting as a dealer at Caesar's Palace in 1979. Today, casinos pay him a commission to bring in the whales, the people with money to burn, and to make sure they're well looked after.
My job is to bring the most profitable players through the doors of the casinos that I have an agreement with. It may involve, in some cases, just the room, where the room is a complimentary. It may involve limousines. It may involve airlines. It may involve private jets. It may involve all of the above, plus setting up a credit line. I would say I'm a very competitive person, sometimes to a fault.
This weekend, Anthony has 3 groups of players descending on Vegas. Looking after their needs, as well as the casinos, is a delicate balancing act that will prove to be a test of his patience.
Hey, Anthony!
Good to see you, brother.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Kristen, welcome.
Anthony's groups of high rollers begin to arrive at the Paris Hotel. On this trip, he has targeted young gamblers, people who are on the way up the gambling ladder.
Could you see if you can get me a couple tickets to Jubilee tonight, the late show?
Anthony hopes that as they grow in betting stature, he grows along with them. At this level of gambling, the hotel waives most charges, and it's up to Anthony to make sure the players are well looked after.
Anthony, that was a 10:30 show?
10:30 show, yeah.
Yes, the 10:30 show. Okay? Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, finished. 10:30 show. Just pick your tickets up at the box office.
Okay.
And we're all good.
Good.
Okay, what else can we do? You ready to get into a little action?
Yeah,
or you want to just, huh?
Sure. You know me, I'm always ready.
You ever eaten in there before?
It's one.
It's part of Las Vegas. Watch your money.
Come on, 6 in the hole. But I've been gambling now 14 years in casinos, and I wouldn't do anything else. I mean, I love it. This is my hobby. Let's make some money. Big one.
36-year-old Anthony Primavera is in the international moving business based in Connecticut. He travels to Vegas on a regular basis, bringing with him an established credit line in the 5 figures.
People like to race cars. People like to jump out of airplanes. It's nothing like, you know, blackjack or shooting dice or pulling the slot machine and winning money. Big one. Big one.
Oh, that's gonna hurt me.
We all would like to deal with the what they call whales. Your high limit player, what I would consider a whale, is someone who is capable of producing cash or a credit line of $150,000 or higher. The whales are pretty exclusive, but they started somewhere too, you know, at a certain level. So you want to develop your players to the best of your ability, no matter if they're a $50 average better or a $500 average better or a $25,000 average better. I look to provide a service to all those groups.
Come on, 6 in the hole.
Anthony has started to drop thousands of dollars already, but there is an upside. Being a high roller comes with plenty of perks.
Unbelievable. But you come in and you play, and they give you pretty much what you want. If you want a massage, they'll give you a massage. If you want the dinners, you want the shows, you want limos, these are the perks that you're getting for playing. And you know, when we have somebody like Anthony to deal with, it makes it so much easier. All you have to do is pick up the phone. For the money I play, anybody will take care of me. If I can't have the personal service, I don't want it. And that's why I've been with him for 12, 13 years. I'm very loyal to him, he's very loyal to me, and wherever he goes, I go with him. Come on, let's get it back.
$400 and like that.
Come on, let's use a big one.
He's off to a bad start, down four figures in less than an hour of gambling. But these losses pale in comparison to the potential losses facing another one of the host clients, who has just arrived from New York City.
Very nice,
great.
Very nice.
Great, I'm glad to see you.
Same here. Anthony.
What?
Okay, thank you. My wallet. Oh my God, Anthony, you don't understand.
What's the matter?
My wallet. My whole wallet was on the plane. Call America West right now.
This is a detail even Anthony couldn't anticipate. Denise has misplaced her wallet, which means he has a problem. Meanwhile, two more of his high roller guests have shown up.
Anthony Giuliani.
And she goes,
yeah.
He looks like he's so from New York, it's not even funny.
While the search for the wallet continues, Denise heads upstairs. And Anthony's new guest, Paul and Grace, head out to their private poolside cabana.
I like to gamble more than Grace.
Typically, I keep him in line. Usually at 5:30 in the morning, he may call me and want me to bail him out. But at that point, maybe five or six zeros, you know.
This is the greatest city in the world for fun. You know, you're not going to find anything better than Vegas. And I say, bet what you can afford. Come with $100 or you come with $100,000.
It's all
just,
relative.
It's all relative. Just bet what you can afford.
When it comes to personal service and the things that we need and that we have to have, such as food and drinks and cars, that's what Anthony's for.
Yeah.
And to make sure that we are looked after and to make sure that we feel special, because that's what this is all about ultimately.
Over at the Paris, the action is just getting started. And it doesn't take Paul long to get in on it.
You only bet as much as you want to win, isn't that right, Les? Nice one, Les.
Good one for me, too.
Just when we needed it.
The night is still young, and there'll be more gambling to come. But for the moment, it's time to take a break from the tables and take advantage of some of the perks that come with the high roller status.
That wasn't too bad. You know what?
You got options. You can split cards.
Right.
You can double down. Yeah, it's kind of like you got to put up big money to kind of make big money. A 50-ounce porterhouse. My God.
A few hours and a few bottles of wine later.
Now we have to say to new and old friends.
It's back to high-stakes gambling. Denise's wallet has finally turned up, and she's ready to sit down to her favorite game, Baccarat. Traditionally, a game reserved for high rollers.
Blackjack. Good. Now give me the big one and you lose, sir. Why do I have $100 chip that's big and one little one?
Because you're in the big room now. Big remedial checks.
Right. I like the big room. 11, please.
Long shrouded in mystique, Baccarat is actually a very simple game. This is how it works. The player with the most money to begin with is declared the banker. The object is to assemble a hand of two or three cards with a point value as close to nine as possible without going over.
Five.
Monkey!
Monkey! Yes. Pay the bank!
Face cards are called monkeys, and they're worth nothing.
Not this one! I'm very upbeat. I'm very full of life. When the action starts to happen, I'm just having a good time, and people around me very sense it. And I try to bring life to the table, and if somebody's losing and I'm winning, I just try to, you know, spark everybody up.
It's David One, go ahead.
Push one, David One, Sam Two, yeah, trap.
The weekend went very well, or yesterday, should I say. Yeah, we won about 3,000, so.
The casino is concerned that some of Anthony's players are not gambling enough to warrant the level of service they're getting.
They timed it for about an hour and 5 minutes. They want you to play between 3 and 4 hours. They're basing it on, hey, you're going to lose in that 3 or 4 hour period. The odds are in their favor.
No, but did they take into account I was here 2 weeks ago and gambled that long? No, they didn't. See, they don't take that into account.
Well, the players know what is expected of them to play by the rules of the complimentary guidelines.
You charge everything to the room, and what they do, they look at the end of your trip, and then they see what they can pick up based on how long you've played.
the players understand, and I've been through this hundreds and hundreds of times, and it's a tactful situation.
Like there, they charged us for the steakhouse dinner.
You have to keep your player happy, and you have to keep the bottom line of the casino because it is a business in order.
No, I don't believe it was right. As I said, you know, they should look at the whole picture. I was here 2 weeks ago, and they didn't take that into account, which they should have.
There was no problem once it was explained and tactfully that, you know, that couldn't be picked up. The player was fine with it. He'll be back.
We won't be coming back to the Paris. No.
The fortunes of some in Vegas have yet to be determined. But for Anthony and his group of high rollers, a running count of their wins and losses has been easy to track.
Right now, down probably around 3,000, which is not bad for the last 4 days. Say you got a $50,000 credit line. They'll keep giving you up to that 50, and if you want more, if you can get approved for more, you tell them what you want. You know what your credit rating is. I opened one up for 25,000. That's just to have it. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. But thank God so far we didn't have to worry about that.
Hey, I like this game. Much
I never really have ever left a casino where I was even. I was either losing or winning. That's pretty much, I'm here to gamble. And that's what I want to do.
And like many others in town who share his love of gambling, Anthony believes he is only one hand away from settling the score.
It's always in your mind as a gambler, you know there's a possibility to get even. And the possibility to lose more, but you got to go there and say, all right, I'm down three. I could take this 2,000, 3,000 and make it six. I could make it 10, I could make it 12. I might lose it, and on the plane on the way home, I'll be talking to myself. But that's all right, it's all part of the game.
It's been a great trip, and we're looking forward to come back now. It's back to get on the plane, back to New Jersey for me in the Atlantic City area, and everybody else is on their way. And everybody had a great time.
The weekend ends without any major incidents at the Rio, and our high rollers are heading home happy, despite losing a few bucks. Every day here, fortunes are won and lost. Dreams are forged and broken. And all the while, Vegas still shines, ever tempting millions more to come to town and play their best hand. Gamblers know only too well that there's no reward without risk. And no one knows about risk-taking more than singer Ron Knight, who's staking a lot more than his bankroll for a shot at the big time in Las Vegas.
Take the chance and go for it. Don't sell yourself short. Oh, you must.
I know it's a big gamble, you know. I know it's a gamble. I gamble with my family's time. I gamble with a lot of other people that I sort of was instrumental in bringing here with me too as well. But what do you get out of life if you don't gamble? And that's just the way I am, you know. I like to go for the gusto. And I've been that way since I was a little kid. And what better place to come to go for the gusto than Las Vegas?
Okay, now on this song, everybody just remember that the background parts on this song, this particular song, just follow me when you hear the songs. You'd have to sing them the first time, but get familiar as to where I'm putting those vocal parts in, okay?
The 2.5 years I've been here is just the constant rejection, you know, of the show. Not because it wasn't good, just because it's not being seen by the right people. And to get to the right people is extremely difficult. To me, that's the hardest knot, because if you really love something and you can't get it across, it's gotta hurt. Because if you think you're good and nobody else thinks you're good, then it hurts.
Number two, I don't trust the two.
For a diversion from the highs and lows of the music business, Ron, like almost everyone else in town, it seems, likes to spend time in the casinos.
I will probably gamble as long as I'm in Las Vegas, because I like it. It's a good pastime for me, with the chance of winning some money as well. Obviously, that's my main goal, to win some money. But I always find that when I'm at the roulette table, I always meet somebody new. And so that's what really, really attracts me to the game of roulette.
$200. And then when you left?
I left, I was up $200.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah. Anytime you can be too.
I have gambled up to $3,000 a night. You know, it just depends on if I have the money or not. If I've got the money and I've got money to extend out on it, then I would do it.
I swear, if I could ever afford the table, I'm buying it and putting it in my house. My friends can come over and play roulette at my house.
No risk, no reward. It's become a personal mantra for this Vegas performer, whether on the casino floor or up on a stage.
Can't always have it good. And a lot of people who have made a lot of money have a lot more to lose. I don't.
As Ron's finding out to his cost, making it in Vegas is all about who you know. And in the dog-eat-dog entertainment world, few people have risen to the top, like talent agent Jackie Basco.
Whoopi Goldberg I just had met with her, and she said, will you please book Bill Clinton and I together for a speaking engagement? And I says, I will work on it, because they're real good friends.
With a Rolodex filled with some of the world's most famous people, Jackie throws out the stars' names with all the emotion of reading a grocery list.
They want Danny DeVito and Sylvester Stallone. What date is it?
For most, the names she comes into contact with would send shivers of excitement down the spine. For Jackie, it's just another day at the office.
I came out to Las Vegas to work for a movie studio that wasn't really here when I got here. I was stuck in the desert. Somebody gave me a little tiny office and a meatpacking plant, and I opened my office there, and I would, in the morning, I would sell cars out of a newspaper for a used car dealer, and then I would go on to a company called Bobby Morris Agency. I'd answer one phone, Bobby Morris Agency, and then I answer the other phone, Basco Agency. I wake up usually around 6:30 in the morning, throw myself together, and I get to the office, and then it's like Mission Impossible. Every hour is a different thing and a different call.
I need to find out this morning about Ray Romano and Drew Carey, so I'll let you know what the status
on that is. Okay, well, we already know about Drew. That's an absolute.
Okay.
Okay, that's not going to change.
I'll work
He's
on
out
that.
Of the ball.
Okay.
Okay, and you want to know who else? About Ray. What about Ray?
I'm just waiting for Melody to send me a definite offer, and if she does, I'm going to ask you to put the offer in. My 500 voicemails.
Today, there's an open call, and as Jackie fields all the latest requests, an expectant crowd is gathering in her waiting room. Everyone's hoping she can make their dreams come true, or at least help them pay the rent.
I love all the people. It's a busy office, and everybody wants to go to work, and we love that.
It's cool.
You're my favorite owner. You are.
I talked to people, and everyone kept saying, you got to go see Jackie, go see Jackie.
But what do the directors say to you on your job at Card Sharks?
They say that I'm a natural and I have a God-given talent and that I'm the next big star. And
you never know. You never know what holds for anybody that walks through those doors.
Trying to find talent in a sea of faces can be like trying to find a lucky slot machine down on the strip. You have a lot of choices. Once in a while, you do get lucky. And Jackie has had her fortunate moments. But Vegas is a fickle town. And for those on the other side of the table from Jackie, life in the sea of neon is a continual struggle, a long shot gamble. Ron's hoping that tonight's gamble will send him down the path of fame as well as fortune. He and his backup singers are auditioning for a new show in a major new restaurant, right overlooking Las Vegas Boulevard.
Let's get it on.
All right.
Today is the day. I've recruited these girls, some lovely girls. Put them around myself, and I'm hoping this is what Las Vegas is looking for. You never know what they're looking for, but I think that I've done my homework, and today is my big day.
We're in the hottest spot in all of Vegas.
Just give us this date.
Think of all the times you wish you were by your side. It's nice to work with people who like your ideas. We all strive for that. We all try to get somebody to believe in what we do.
You must be tripping, wishing there was someone there.
All of their rehearsal time comes down to this. Just one song in front of a one-man audience. Veteran Vegas promoter, Jan Chaquet. When it's over, a few anxious minutes pass before Jan approaches the group.
You're definitely a talent that is as good and as developed as any talent on the strip here in town. Now you got 3.5 weeks to put the show together,
right.
Get the girls together, and let's rock and roll, and show this town what Vegas was intended to be like.
When I met you, you were thinking exactly like we were thinking, and that's what really drew me into you.
You're gonna be pretty well known. Your name is gonna be in lights, as big as the MGM is out there.
That suits me.
It's 2 weeks past the date they were scheduled to open their show on the Strip, and Ron and the girls have yet to take the stage.
Of
of course, it's disheartening. You know, you want to do your thing, and all of a sudden somebody tells you, you know, they're not going to open it, or they can't get a license, or they can't do it for whatever reason, you know.
A bureaucratic delay is the excuse they've been given, and it's not the first time. According to Ron, schedules in Vegas change faster than personal fortunes at the roulette wheel. All they can do now is wait and be ready to perform when they do get the call.
You must be tripping.
You know, every day I'm tempted. Every day I'm tempted. If an opportunity comes up, I'm gone. It's as easy as, you know, said and done. Las Vegas, is to me, is not the only place you can make it. I think people have pie in the sky about that they are going to make it when they come here. But I think you should anticipate that there's a possibility you won't. I can't say it's my favorite town.
The business of entertainment. It's a roller coaster for Ron. One day he can see stardom on the horizon. The next, the grind of a minimum wage job. Today he's managed to land a gig at a local casino. It's not the venue he had in mind, a little off the strip and with a much lower profile than he was hoping for. But at this point, 3 months after the gig at Nicorino's collapsed, Ron is happy to be performing.
For some reason, I always knew I would play here, and I'm playing here today.
It's Sunday afternoon, and the crowd starts drifting in. Only 50 or 60 people will see the show. Still, every performance counts in this business, and it's important for Ron not to take any crowd too lightly.
All he has to do is... Now, if they miss it, I'll automatically go, I never met a girl.
Once on stage, the nervousness gradually fades. They're in their element. This is what Ron and his dancers have come to Vegas to do, perform.
Because I'm going to give you three definitions of a good woman, fellas. And if you agree with me, you give me a great big yeah.
For 30 minutes, the show goes off without a hitch. The Sunday afternoon crowd may be small, but Ron and the girls are getting the full star treatment. It's been 4 weeks since Ron and the girls played the Silverton that Sunday afternoon. There is still no word about the big job they were promised on the Strip several months ago. But this week, they've landed a gig somewhere in between those two extremes. They're at the Stratosphere tonight, a mid-sized strip casino. More importantly, there is a major talent scout in the audience, Jackie Basco. Jackie has the power to take Ron and his group to the next level, if she likes what she sees.
Right on. I love it. Everybody say yeah. Yeah. Say yeah, yeah. You feeling all right? I'm loving you guys too. I'll tell you. Here's one from Marvin Gaye. Remember Marvin Gaye?
His act needs re-choreographing and re-put together. It's so hard when you see talented people and the show is only put together halfway.
Tell you, if I don't like your act, I don't like your act, and I'll just be honest with you, and you can get mad at me and holler at me, but you have to love me for telling you the truth.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
I just think if I could put a bigger picture
Yeah, around
behind the package.
Right.
You can make a lot of money with it.
Yeah, no worries. Let's go for it.
And I mean, that's what people have been requesting from me. They request dance bands with a lot of musicians and with 2 to 3 backup singers.
Right.
I think the girls are pretty.
Right.
And they're attractive on stage. I think they need to sing. I think you need individual singing back there with you.
Yeah.
And everybody likes to see a great singer, and the men like to see the beautiful women.
Yeah, they do.
But
I
think the whole package just has to be revised a little bit. And I think you could have something very marketable.
Okay, yeah. Well, you always give it a go, you know?
Absolutely, I would love to show it to you.
You can always give it a go, you know?
Absolutely.
Another night, and another promise for Ron. He won't be signing any major deals tonight. But like everything else in town, that can change on a dime. For now, he'll take Jackie's advice for what it's worth, and take each day as it comes. Either for as long as it takes to make it here, or until Vegas lets him know it's time to move on.